This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Another Democratic presidential candidate, this time Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, has bowed out as in the race of trying to become the Democratic nominee. We get more from AP's Shelley Adler.
I am suspending my campaign for president.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was then asked, who will you endorse?
Let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that. We don't have to decide that this minute.
Warren never finished higher than third in the first four states and was routed on Super Tuesday. She failed to win any of the 14 states voting and finished third in Massachusetts behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Shelley Adler, Washington.
With Elizabeth Warren's withdrawal, the Democratic race is now down to two men, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Democratic Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
Joe Biden's campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination barely had enough money to wear television ads in critical Super Tuesday battleground states. Then he won 10 of the 14 Super Tuesday contests. Now the Democratic establishment is pouring money into the Biden campaign. Donors say they're nervous that Bernie Sanders would lose the election in November to President Trump. But Bernie isn't ceding to Biden the title of front runner.
I think we go forward basically neck and neck.
Rita Foley, Washington.
Fears about the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak have driven stock prices down again. Just before the end of trading, the Dow was down 3.75%, while the S&P had lost 3.64%. The NASDAQ had dropped just over 3%. Investors dumped stocks and rushed to the safe havens, boosting the price of gold by nearly 2%. This is VOA News.